After Dr. Mayura tended to my lip and I bought the incense my father had sent me for, I walked home in a state of such agitation, I don't think there could have been more activity inside me if I'd been an anthill. I would have had an easier time if my emotions had all pulled me in the same direction, but it wasn't so simple. I'd been blown about like a scrap of paper in the wind. Somewhere between the various thoughts about my mother, somewhere past the discomfort in my lip, there nestled a pleasant thought I tried again and again to bring into focus. It was about Mr. Tanaka. I stopped on the cliffs and gazed out to sea, where the waves, even after the storm, were still like sharpened stones, and the sky had taken on the brown tone of mud. I made sure no one was watching me, and then clutched the incense to my chest and said Mr. Tanaka's name into the whistling wind, over and over, until I felt satisfied I'd heard the music in every syllable. I know it sounds foolish of me, and indeed it was, but I was only a confused little girl. After we'd finished our dinner and my father had gone to the village to watch the other fishermen play Japanese chess, Satsu and I cleaned the kitchen in silence. I tried to remember how Mr. Tanaka had made me feel, but in the cold quiet of the house, it had slipped away from me. Instead, I felt a persistent, icy dread at the thought of my mother's illness. I found myself wondering how long it would be until she was buried out in the village graveyard, along with my father's other family. What would become of me afterward? With my mother dead, Satsu would act in her place, I supposed. I watched my sister scrub the iron pot that had cooked our soup, but even though it was right before her, even though her eyes were pointed at the thing, I could tell she wasn't seeing it. She went on scrubbing it long after it was clean. Finally, I said to her, "Satsu-san, I don't feel well." "Go outside and heat the bath," she told me, and brushed her unruly hair from her eyes with one of her wet hands. "I don't want a bath," I said. "Satsu, Mommy is going to die.
This pot is cracked, look."
"It isn't cracked," I said. "That line has always been there."
"But how did the water get out just then?"
"You sloshed it out. I watched you." For a moment, I could tell that Satsu was feeling something very strongly, which translated itself onto her face as a look of extreme puzzlement, just as so many of her feelings did. But she said nothing further to me. She only took the pot from the stove and walked toward the door to dump it out.